Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the compilation of the innocents, or so they would have you believe, innocents, right? Oh, my goodness. I mean, again, it's one of those situations where you just can't make up, folks, the obviousness of what they're guilty of. If you're on social media platforms right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about and what I'm highlighting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, SOL Radio Live on top of that page to our Rumble feed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to jump on the line, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We've got much to cover here again. I did want to, folks, I always listen to the incoming information or propaganda that's coming from the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled media. And, of course, they're using the conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. We all know that, right? And put that up against Matthew 5:13 when you get a moment. But isn't it interesting, we were just listening to, again, the mainstream media getting behind Ron DeSantis to push him for his candidacy of the United States president. And this is the guy that back in May 10th of 2023, that actually wrote or signed on to the strongest anti-illegal immigration legislation in the country to combat Biden's border crisis. And again, folks, it's all staged, it's all pre-planned, it's all smoke and mirrors, because what they say and what they do are two different stories like any other politician that's promoted by the Mockingbird media. This is what I want to get in your head. Pay attention to the fruit that's hanging on their tree, Matthew 7:16-20. Well, what am I talking about? Well, Governor Ron DeSantis signs the strongest anti-illegal immigration legislation in the country, but yet it's this same guy that's taking illegals and then flying them across the United States of America within America, importing them, not lawfully deporting them, the way that the president did back in the 50s through Operation Wetback. Now, Ron DeSantis is also the guy, friends, that they're selling to you as the good guy right now. But if you remember right, and there's a lot of people that are going to that state, this little honey trap, and you can mark my words on it, concerning the state of Florida. But this is the guy that's standing up for the American people, just like Kristi Noem from South Dakota. But in fact, going back to Ron DeSantis, he signs on to SB 2006, which gave the Department of Health, somehow or another, out of thin air, gave them the authority to go ahead and quarantine and vaccinate at will within the state of Florida. I just want to make clear everybody understands how this is played out. It's like Donald Trump, you know, he's the guy that's going to come out and make America great again, and he does everything that's destroying the American people and the country as we know it under God, because the American people aren't paying attention to the Word of God. And if you look at Hosea 4:6, we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and here it is. The Lord said, if you forgive me, I'll forget your children. And again, I don't believe he's forgotten our children, but the fact of the matter is we're caving in because we are are under the judgments. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17 when you get a moment. Furthermore, I don't want people to forget about what's going on concerning all the people that are dying from the experimental jabs. And what I'm talking about right now is Tim Brown, morning show host from Sons of Liberty Media.com, just covered the NHS whistleblower. This was just yesterday, and he came out and said, we were ordered to euthanize patients and call them COVID deaths. I know. I mean, this information, first of all, I'd ask the question, why is it taking this whistleblower 3 years to come out with what they're guilty of? I suppose he was just trying to hang on to his job, too, or she was just trying to hang on to her job as she was murdering people, right? I guess that's the definition of just doing your job in America like the Nazis did in the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945. Are people thinking about what they're doing? So this person all the well knew what she was doing, but she did it anyways? Well, hopefully that's not the case. But the fact of the matter is they're coming out again and sharing information, telling the American people 3 years after the fact that they were again ordered to euthanize patients and call them COVID deaths. Of course. Okay, so then going back to Ron DeSantis, then why on God's green earth, why would he sign on to SB 2006, giving the Department of Health the authority to unlawfully go ahead and quarantine and vaccinate at will? SB 2006, cross-check everything I'm telling you, because it is there for you to see, friends, concerning what is in fact going on. When the mainstream media gets behind a candidate and puts them out there, keep in mind they're the ones, good or bad, if they're demonizing, they're just trying to, the more you demonize Donald Trump, the more money he makes off the constituencies of the ignorance. Put that up against Acts 12:22 when you get a moment as well. Again, listen to what I said to you carefully, friends. The more Donald Trump is allegedly attacked, Donald Trump, the more money he makes off his ignorant constituents. And look what he's doing. I mean, pay attention, Americans, right? And I said put that up against Acts 12:22, and that's exactly what I would have you do. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring you over really quick because we're talking about the compilation of the innocents again, and I want you to see this so you can see for yourself the mindset of these lunatics, these abominable people. And I've said this since day one. Even as a kid, I always knew that these people that were called backwards, you know, we were taught homosexuals and the lesbians, there's always been something wrong with them. Yeah, they're reprobate, right? And if you look at them, you can clearly see something's wrong with them. I just want to give you a little taste of what happened to a preacher not too long ago, and he was up against one of these lunatics too, and this is the kind of stuff that you just cannot make up. It seemed to be a problem for the preacher that would never end, and again, it's just a short clip, but I want you to see it for yourself, friends. Check this out.
By the Holy Spirit.
Is the gay hood.
She said this is the gay boar hood, okay? And notice the tolerance, notice the love and compassion, okay? She said you are not welcome here to the preacher.
I'm not welcome.
That's why I need to be here.
These are all separate screams. I mean, folks, can you make this up?
We need Jesus, man.
You can't make it up, can you?
Nope.
But this is what the government is sponsoring, these people.
He can give you a new heart. God can give you a new heart so that you love what God loves.
Okay, I mean, only in America.
No, that's irrational.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theportsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Somebody just sent me something earlier concerning some of the things that are going on in their state. And I know that it was actually coming from Michigan. Anybody on social media platforms right now, if you know what I'm talking about, she wants to criminalize anybody that hurts the feelings of these people that I'm highlighting right now. These are the people that the government is getting behind, friends. And I want to play this again for you just to show you how they're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. I've said it before, I'll say it again, making reference to the second president of the United States of America, John Adams. He said that our Constitution was made for a religious people under the Christian umbrella. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And what they're using is the immoral because they want to use them and put them in the position of the victim as they continuously attack their political opposition by browbeating them. It's exactly what they're doing, and it's what's happening over in Michigan right now. Again, hopefully one of my friends over at live chat right now can deliver that information and give me a link to what I'm talking about with the said Governor Whitmer over there in Michigan who wants to criminalize anybody that speaks the wrong way and exposing these sorts of people that I'm highlighting right now for their crimes against nature.
That's why I need to keep it.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I mean, folks, just look at her face. Is something missing here? There's no question. This is what the government in your country is getting away with by pushing these people as the victims.
A new heart. God can give you a new heart so that you love what God loves.
Talking about Ezekiel 36. Okay?
No, that's irrational.
Wow. I mean, isn't that crazy?
What you're doing is irrational.
It is the most rational thing I've ever
You should love...
It's just an issue of law, not opinion. Now she's telling him to get out of there. Now she starts to scream again. This is what the American people are tolerating, right? We are the government. Every country on this planet deserves the government that they have. She's telling him, F off, get away from him, get out of here. This is the gayborhood. Oh, my goodness. Can anybody make this up? No, you really can't. I mean, it's just really... It's really insane. By the way, I'm going to take this. Thank you, friends, over at social media platforms. I want to give this to the rest of the people across the country concerning what it is that Whitmer, the criminal tyrant, the Jezebelian governor over in Michigan, and I'm not name-calling, folks. It's a fact, and it's exactly what she's trying to do is incriminate anybody that speaks out against what she's advocating for. Look what it's called, hate speech. So here we have it. We have a governor in Michigan where if she took the time to understand that she put her hand on the Bible to uphold the laws that God gave through common law in the United States, which she did, right? Instead of condemning those that are guilty of breaking the law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, she wants to tear down the law and incriminate those innocent people that are on the side of the law. But this is nothing new. This is what they do every time a crime is committed with a gun. They blame the innocent, the law abider. But Americans, don't sit back and look around and say, well, why is this happening? It's happening because you're allowing it to happen. That's why we're the responsible party here, right? But I want you to see this, and thank you, Suzanne. Hate speech bill passes the Michigan House. And listen, here's the said Republicans, right? They're worthless. Folks, they are the fruit of the left, and the left is the fruit of the right. And there's no reference in law in any sense of the word whatsoever. Okay, hate speech bill passes the Michigan House. Conservatives, they call themselves, warn it threatens the First Amendment. Of course it threatens the First Amendment. They're creating these policies, they're renaming them law, and then they're putting them out there that if you speak out against the crimes of the sodomites, right? Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter, Jude 1:7, Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13, right? Instead of condemning what God condemns, they're trying to create war against God and his people. Never a good place to put yourself. It really isn't. Ask Whitfield. All politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. I guess we're just going to have to go ahead and educate some tyrants once again at the expense of innocent blood, because that's what this is going to come to sooner or later, no question about it. I'm surprised we haven't made contact yet. Let's put it that way, on so many different levels. But that's why all these criminal governors and mayors across the United States are trying to implement these what they call laws, which they're not law. They're null and void because they stand in contrast to God's law, said William Blackstone. And folks, what they're doing is they're trying to set you up as the criminals if you dare speak out against these people. That's why they're so emboldened. Look at how far this has gone. Just seen this morning. Watch. Nude cyclists perform in front of children at Seattle Pride Parade. I thought that was a crime. Oh, apparently not. Apparently not, folks. I guess it's whatever the governor says, they're a law to themselves. Whatever the mayor says, I guess they're a law to themselves. This is how ignorant people have become in this country. I guess if the treasonous president that abides in the people's White House right now that's there by voter fraud, I guess if he says so, it must be so. Do I go there, Lord? Do not all of you people know that those that are responsible for pushing the agendas of these criminals, do you not see at the end of the day it comes right back to you and you are expendable? When they don't need you anymore, you're the first ones put up in front of the wall and shot? Do you know nothing of history? Judgment consumes all of us. Read Isaiah 4:4. And I want to tell you what, it's not so much as, it doesn't make me angry as so much as to what the bad guys are doing. It bothers me as to what the good guys aren't doing. That's what bothers me. It really is. But again, look at this. Nude cyclist, naked cyclist, perform in front of children at Seattle Pride Parade. Folks, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Remember when the Lord said in Psalm 9:16? Here, let me just go over there right now because it's exactly the precipice we're on right now as a country. And some people just think that this is going to go on forever. It's not. And again, go back to the bad guys and wonder why they do what they do. Read 8:11 of Ecclesiastes. But I'm over at 9:16 and 17. The Lord is known by the judgment. That's his heart. Jeremiah 9:24. Going back to 9:16 of Psalms. The wicked is snared. Who are they? Those that just allow things to go their way in the work of his own hands. Right. Which you tolerate catching up. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Forgetting God is allowing this. That's forgetting God. Okay? And this falls to our government right now. And you're totally being set up. There's no question about it. All this illegal invasion that's taking place right now. Hey, folks, they're going to weaponize them sooner or later. You can go ahead and mock me all you want, but if you're that blind, why don't you come over here and I'll pull your finger from your eyeballs and I'll pull your other finger from the ear that you mean to plug. Because it is happening right in front of your face right now as we talk. I want to go over and I want to show you too, because we're talking about right now the compilation of the innocent, or so they would have you believe, as a bunch of sodomites are carrying a heart with the rainbow in the center of it, and it says Satan across the billboard that they're carrying down the street. Nope, you can't make it up. You really can't. But I want you to see and hear what it looks and sounds like when the devil tries to tell you the way that you're supposed to be as a man or as a woman of God. Again, there's just no shame to these people. There really isn't. So what you're going to see here in just a second is a very large man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're going to see a very large man. That is dressed as a woman, okay, an abomination, Deuteronomy 22:5. And then you're going to see some girl that thinks she's so smart, and she's going to fall into it real thick. And then you're going to sit back and look at four others that don't know what to say because they're so ignorant. And they all know within themselves what they're getting around and what they're trying to prop up is unjustifiable at every given turn. But I want you to go ahead and hear this. Now, I'm going to play it out. It's a short video. I'll play it out on the other side. I did not know that I was up against the hard break. But I'm going to play it for you when we get back on the other side. If you want to call in, now is the time to do it. It's the fastest hour on national radio, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
We gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO.
President Biden's comments from the White House, Biden adding that it's a struggle within the Russian system. The president adding that the national security team is continuing to assess the situation and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what's taking place. This as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims that this past weekend's events show that Russian President Vladimir Putin has lost influence as a leader.
He's isolating himself. He's slow to make decisions. He's just not the same when you watch him.
Airport delays and cancellations are starting to stack up across the country after intense storms hit parts of the country. According to FlightAware, just over 1,200 flights into, within, or out of the United States have been canceled. Meantime, 3,300 flights have been delayed. Tim Berg, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You want to go to social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. I'm going to show you a video, and you'll hear it if you are driving somewhere. We're broadcasting into 159 cities. And with that, friends, you can't make up about what you're going to see and what you're going to hear. It's pathetic. It's shameful. They sit here with a brazen forehead as if to suggest that you're supposed to accept it and pretend with them and normalize it. And if you don't, well, then the corrupt representatives are going to go ahead and create policies to incriminate you. That's what this is about. It's always been this. It's always been about this. You know what brought Hitler's regime to war? He put corrupt politicians in place to create disgusting crimes against the people. Carl Doenig said that. He said it was the politicians that created these disgusting crimes, and they were the ones that were responsible for starting the war. They're doing this to create war, Americans. Okay? Again, your border's wide open. You got all these groups in small portion that the mainstream media is trying to highlight as if to suggest that they have a right to be subversive or to commit crimes against we the people under God, to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. Just ain't going to happen, folks. In Jesus' name, it's just not going to happen. Let me show you this. If anybody's offended by this, I hope you are offended by this, because I'm tired of people rolling over in the face of what these people are responsible for. Again, this is a prime example of what they're trying to normalize right now. Go ahead and listen to it. This is what the devil's minions sound like when they try to justify the unjustifiable.
Man who's returned his whole life around for God, you should learn for a little bit more acceptance and tolerance.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, she's telling him to be the man of God, to be a little bit more acceptance, that's what she used, and tolerant of her crimes. That's what she's doing. Okay. Now the man of God is responding.
God tolerant?
I think God made us all in his light. He didn't make any mistakes, right? So if he created trans people, then he did it for a reason.
See, that's, did folks, he create trans? That's blasphemy. Then the man of God says, did he create trans people? Absolutely not.
Trans people choose to be trans.
It was not a f***ing choice for me.
You didn't choose to go on hormones. You don't choose to dress this way. You don't choose to identify
as a woman.
That's right.
You don't
Deuteronomy
30:19.
A weave. You don't choose to put on makeup and present yourself as a woman. So I'm going to go back to the original question. You said it's my job as a Christian, godly man to be tolerant because that's what Christians are supposed to do. My original question is God tolerant?
I think it's your job to mind your business.
No.
See what happens?
To you is,
okay, so
is
what happens
God
now? What happens now is when they have nothing else but the parodying media running through their head because there's no lawful stance to back up what they're doing, then you need to mind your business. Then you need to shut your mouth. Then you need to get out of here. And what's in their heart, friends, towards people like this, don't doubt me, is murder. Is murder. That's what it is. Let's finish this.
Tolerant. You projected
yeah,
all of
I would say God is tolerant.
God is tolerant enough. See now, guys, God is just. He's a holy judge. He's righteous, and he's good. And what makes him good is the fact that he's just. And I know people don't understand that God does, in fact, bring forth judgment upon sin. And what is the end of sin? Ezekiel 18:20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Okay? And judgment upon that sin is a mercy to those that are found in Christ. Without Christ, you're in trouble. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Okay? But these people, because they're ignorant, they take the time and make the time for the things that they want to put themselves into. But when it comes to the Word of God, they just want to guess. And what they do is their best is to recollect what the mainstream media said about what they're trying to advocate. But what these people don't realize is they're being used just like the useful idiots in the mainstream media are being used to their own demise. And so are those that are advocating the agenda. Okay? They're going to have, many of these people are going to have to die before they stand before the judge to understand exactly what we're talking about. But there's not a doubt in my mind that everyone that would push an agenda like this already knows who they're at war with, regardless if they want to admit it or not. I want to just say this again because I hear this. The Lord's looking for the church to stand up and be the law and bring judgment upon the heads of these guilty before it falls to the heads of the innocent. Okay? Because that's where this is going, and you've seen it over and over again. I'm going to show you a video in just a couple minutes where the sodomites are marching saying, we're coming for your kids. That's what I'm talking about. You don't sit there. Hey, you know what's interesting? Case in point, and maybe I should make this point in a moment, but I'm going to do it now because it's in my mind. I seen a video the other day of a cub bear that got away from its mother, and the mother was up on a ledge, and the cub was falling down below it. And so what the cub did was trying to figure out how to get back to its mommy. But did the mommy leave the cub? Absolutely not. That little cub started to go out in the middle of the road, and a car came. And you know what that mother bear did? It started to charge the car to protect its cub. When I was in Alaska, a friend of ours invited us out there, former police officer. And we went out there, and we did some, I think, three or four events out there. And what was interesting is when we were driving down the road in Alaska, see, you're not so much to be worried about the bears as you are the moose. And what was interesting is he was way in front of me, and all of a sudden my phone rang, and I said, what's up? He said, there's a moose and its cow that are in front of us out in the middle of the road right now. He said, I have to be careful because if I get too close to the cow, the baby moose, the mother will charge the vehicle. See, animals teach us what we're supposed to do. I seen a video the other day of a mother duck who had all the little ducklings, probably about, oh, I'm guessing 10, 12 little ducklings right behind her. And they were in the water, and one of them started to go over the waterfalls. As one of them went over the waterfalls, you know what the mother did? The mother didn't leave the little duckling behind. No, you know what the mother did? Gosh, there's an anointing on this. Do we have any sense left in our heads, folks? A government sanctioning the murder of 70 million babies. And you go to sleep at night. Didn't you know and come to the realization that sooner or later they're going to come for you too if you let them do it? And it's exactly what's happening today. My goodness, look to nature, look to the creation to see how they respond, to how they act. You know what the mother duck did? The mother duck with all the little ducklings behind her hazarded their lives to go over the end of the fall to get back and to be reunited again with their little duckling. Common sense comes into play. Doesn't it bother anybody out there that the mainstream media is doing nothing but promoting all of this, which tears down your law? Do you realize how many men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny in other countries that you yourselves are guilty of standing down in the face of in your own backyard? Oh my goodness! George Whitefield said, rightly, either you live for the blood, naturally and spiritually, 1 Corinthians 2:14 I added, either you live for the blood, and it's a blessing, or you're going to be condemned by the blood under the wrath of God, under judgment. Oh, my goodness. I think people are entertained by this. Do you know what's behind this? I mean, people, you act like this hasn't been exposed for decades in this country concerning corruption in your government and how they mean to make kids a prey. That's why I continuously tell you about Franklin cover-up case. John DeCamp. That's why I continuously tell you about conspiracy of silence. That's why I continuously tell you that Watergate was a front for a pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. This is an... Hey, folks, look to the Pentagon. 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. Brian Bender broke that story. I mean, what is it that you don't quite get? Barney Franks used to tell us all he was guilty of it. And yet he sat there and he tore down the laws and the people in Massachusetts sat back and let him. Well, now the whole country's doing it. Even the kids coming forward saying, this is what's happening. This is who's behind it. This child trafficking, folks, is government-backed. That's what this is. Look at the CPS. Look at foster care. Quit trying to act like you don't know what's going on. It's not only shameful for what the bad guys do, but it's more shameful for what the good guys let the bad guys do. Really. Let's watch the rest of this, folks. Got a hard break coming up.
Mankind. He made them male and female.
Genesis 5:2.
And in Leviticus, it says, for a male to have sexual relations with another man, as he would with a woman, that is an abomination in God's eyes and is worthy of being put to death.
How many times has the Bible been translated?
This is correct, is it not?
The biggest thing that we harp on in Judaism is a man should not lie in bed with another man, and then we take that to mean don't.
Do you guys know that scripture was changed so many times, though? Oh, the Bible has been translated. Obviously, that's not a falsehood. It was not written in English, was it? No. Do you know Latin?
It wasn't written in Latin.
Okay, whatever was
Aramaic.
Written in Aramaic. Yes. Okay, it was Aramaic. My whole point is
in Hebrew.
Let me finish.
You're trying
Jesus
to educate
Christ.
Me on the
okay,
Bible,
let
but
me
you don't
finish.
Even
do
have
it after.
The most basic facts.
Do it straight. After. Let
you don't
me finish.
Have the most basic facts
let me
straight.
Finish. What I was saying is the Bible has been rewritten so many times.
False.
It's been translated so many times.
She's just reaching
and
friends.
The Bible has been translated
multiple
times.
This
and
is
there
what
is proof and evidence stating that most of those translations from those scriptures?
Just think, folks, I'll make a point after this, but to my social media...
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In response to one of my live chat friends, too, I think it's important for people to understand the first time it was a flood, the second time it's going to be by fire. And no one's contemplating that. This is just having, again, high-handed sin and brazenly warring against God. It's just not a good place to put yourself, and common sense comes into play. Now, the comment that I was making during the end of the last segment was this, is there's 8 billion people, 9 billion people on the planet, and they all have one thing in common, and I'm sure everybody knows what that is. They all have a dad and a mom. And yet we sit there and listen to this little minion, this little brainwashed, useful idiot, sit there and try to parrot what she's heard from her favorite broadcaster on the conservative outlets across the country, that the Bible's been retranslated and retranslated, because this is when her back was up against the wall. That's all she knew to do. And then she started to call them names. Then she started to swear. Because, again, folks, facts are stubborn things. And truth demands a response. And they don't like the truth that demands a response. That's why we need to be the law that condemns their crimes, regardless if they like it or not. They're like a bunch of little kids that haven't grown up in their perverted and perverse minds. And that's exactly the truth of the matter. I do want to say this. 2 Peter 2:7 comes to my aid. I'm sorry I have to give this information, because it's a filthy conversation even highlighting the crimes. And notice what we do over here at the Sons of Liberty Media, both morning show and afternoon show. We always show you the crime, but we always give you the answer if you're willing to bring the answer. And don't tell me you can't do it, and there's 300 and 29.5 million people in this country, and what you're dealing with is less than 1.7% of the population. Okay? So, I wanted to say this. 2 Peter 2:7, something just clicked up over here. Sorry about that. Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And he was talking about that of Lot. And again, it's very vexing even to sit there and talk about these things. I get tired of it. I really do. I would love to hear the good report. And you know what I get to hear all day long? Hey, folks, and I know a lot of you are listening to me, and yes, I'm talking to you. All of the information, 99% of the information given to me. Oh, 99.5% of all the information that I get is negative from people that call themselves Christians. And I want to say this. I don't know why they have to project the evil report. That's what those that were at war with God did, namely against Joshua and Caleb's in number 13 and 14, because they came back and they said, we can do this. People don't want to hear we can do this. They want the evil report. They want to be told that you can't do it. They want to be told that you're going to be raptured from responsibility. Well, I'm telling you, that's not what the word says. You're going to be held accountable for everything you do and everything that you don't do, period, like it or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Read the Word of God, Hebrews 9:27, 21 verse 5. Start there in Revelation. My goodness. So what I'm doing right now is I'm giving you a compilation of innocence, or so they may have you believe. Now, I do want to say this before I show you this. This has been projected. The American people have been told this for a long, long time, what it was about. And the mainstream media has attacked my ministry incessantly over the last 23 years for exposing this. Okay? And now we're here. Okay? And so I want you to see this for yourself. Listen to what they say, friends. We're coming for your children. We're coming for your children. Bradley Dean, you're a liar. Bradley Dean, you're a bigot. Bradley Dean, you're a hater. You're this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, I know. But I told the truth, didn't I? Yep, I sure did. And over the last 20 years, they put in representative positions who are plants, more corrupt and more corrupt and more corrupt, even going so far as to putting men dressed as women into office. Oh, I did want you to see this because I'm sure you've seen it on Saturday, but you did see that the openly trans-delusional New Hampshire state representative was arrested for distributing child sex abuse images. Okay, that's what it's all about, and we all know that's what it's all about. So let me give you a quick rundown. So Pride Month, the compilation of those who have foamed out their shame, Scripture tells us, is just this. I highlighted on Saturday's show. They had a man dressed as a woman. I'm not going to play the video here today. I did play it on Saturday, but it's a man dressed as a woman. Just like your military appointees right now, they're men dressed as women, heads of military branches in your government. Okay? But this is a man dressed as a gay baby, and he called himself the gay baby, and some reason or another, the said representatives allowed this abomination to come in and testify. Okay, well, we're talking about the compilation of the innocent, right? What about this guy here? I shared this with you on Saturday as well, but I know that I went through all of this information pretty quick. That's why I'm bringing it up today. And no, I'm not looking for content. There's enough content to keep me busy for the rest of my life, even if we stopped today. No joke. The crimes that are being committed against the people and the children. But according to Blaze Media, gay man claimed he was set on fire in hate crime attack. Cops say video shows him beating up pregnant women or woman who fought back with a flame. Of course. Of course, this goes back to what I originally said, friends. They always got to put themselves in the position of the victim as they advocate for the crime. Okay? Now, I want you to see this. On top of this, you did see this information. According to the statetoday.net, we have a grisly triple murder gets trans activist life in prison. Whoa. And on Saturday, I shared with you that Jeffrey Dahmer used to get all of his victims from the gay bar. Remember that guy? He used to chop up his victims. He'd drug them, chop them up, and then put them in his freezer. Remember that guy? Yeah, I remember him too. I also took the time last week to highlight the fact that there was a man that wanted to go ahead and talk about how the Bible was mistranslated. This is just coming to my aid right now, so just give me 1 second as I'm punching this in. Revelation 22, and as I'm going there, what does it say about those that mess with the Word of God? It's not a good place to put yourself, right? 22:18 of Revelation, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Well, I highlighted an abomination, a man that started to mock scripture and contradict scripture at every given turn, and right after he did so, friends, his church was struck by lightning, and it was burnt down. And some will say, well, that was just by chance. Really, it's not going to be by chance when the Lord... Let me say it this way, and I'm just thinking of this again. This is how it works, folks. The Holy Ghost comes in behind the things that you say, and it's not just an issue of memory, because the Holy Ghost works from the heart, not the head, and he's a quickening spirit. But A.W. Pink comes to my aid right now, and what he said is exactly right, and I want everybody to listen carefully as to what he said. The first time Christ came into the world was to slay sin in men. The second time that he comes, he will slay men that remain in their sin. That's right. And people are going to find that out on Judgment Day. I'm wondering if I could stand there with the froward and ask him the question, was that by chance too? Or was that appointed by God? Because the Lord said it's appointed by him. And the Bible's clear that it says that he's not a man that he should lie. Wow. Don't be mocking the Lord, folks. It's not a good place. It really isn't. Also highlighted this, talking about the compilation of the innocent, or so they would have you believe, that the police found 4 children hidden in a bedroom behind drag party featuring alcohol, drugs, sex toys, and a dead man. Yep. Wow. Pretty crazy, isn't it? I don't know, but they want you to believe that they're the victims. Compilation of the innocent, right? You've seen this. I played this last week by Sheriff Grady. Disney employee snagged during horrific child porn raids. And Grady does this quite a bit. Good job over there. With that, again, talking about the compilation of innocence here, friends. Also keep in mind, Donald Trump, during his time, was trying to sneak through the back door his homosexual merchandise amid backlash against Target and Bud Light. Don't forget about that, because this is the compilation of the innocent, too, especially with those that have their eyes wide open. What about the ABC News producer detained on child pornography?
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.